국정원에 바로 앞으로 이렇게 결정을 뭐 하고 있지? 그런 것도 아니지?
바로 마이크가 막
아, 그래.
Good morning, children. Isn't it funny that when you get older, you have to take your glasses off so you can see? But if I'm looking at something up close, that's just the way it works. So, well, this morning I have something for you to see, and what is a creature, by the way? What's that? An animal? Yeah. Normally, that's what we think about when we think about creatures, isn't it? We think about, what's that? Snake? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, somebody else said something. Caterpillar? Yeah. Little creature. Jaguar? Yeah. So, what kind of creature made these markings? Pass this around. Don't spend all day on it. Pass it down to the next one.
Okay,
Okay, pass it along. You recognize those markings? Okay, pass it on. Okay.
A jaguar with skills.
It's going to be the most unique answer. Right, keep passing it along. Now look at the side I gave you. That would be the, there you go. Pretty strange, isn't Well, guess we'll let you think about that for a little bit. All right. So we talked a little bit about what type of creatures there are, and I'm going to read a verse in Genesis. Genesis 1, verse 30.
Okay.
And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. Those are different types of creatures, the beasts of the earth, the fowl of the air, everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life. I remember somebody mentioned a caterpillar that would creep upon the earth and there would be life there. And then in verse 21, let me see here, says, and God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind, and God saw that it was good. Are people creatures?
No.
Yes, no.
No. Thick. No.
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 No. Maybe. Well, you know, it's interesting. When we think of the word creature, we normally think of animals. When we think of the word animal, we normally think of animals. Depending what definitions you use for certain things, they're broader. And the word creature is definitely broader than just animal. What's that? We wouldn't know? Yeah. Well, I'm going to read a verse in 2 Corinthians 5, and then you can tell me what you think about creatures being just animals or not after I read that verse. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature." Are the men going to become animals? No. All right. "Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." You know, when we think of the word creature, create is in that word, creation. And when God created these beings, these living creatures, we're part of his creation. There's another verse in Colossians. It says, "If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister." Was he preaching to caterpillars or jaguars or snakes? No. What type of creature was Paul preaching to? People. That's right. And you know, this creature that made these prints on here was me. How did I do that? Well, it was me. I took my fingers on a stamp pad and I put them in and I made one set. And I did it again and I made another set. And then I did it over here and I did it over here. And we came up with this Josh creature prints. And so remember that there's a difference in creatures, though. And we're going to read a few more verses in Genesis again. Genesis 1, 24 to 28. And we're going to see some difference in the difference between animals and people. Okay. Verse 24 and following. "And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth, like the caterpillars, after his kind. And God saw that it was..." That's right. It was good. Do you think God had fellowship with all those creatures the way he has fellowship with people? No, I don't think so. "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion," which is like being over or ruling, "dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created, he created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. "And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the..." That's right. God blessed humankind, mankind, and gave them dominion over all the other creatures, over every other living thing. And did God make salvation for the birds, or did he make it for us? He made it for us. So there's a difference in creatures. And we're to respect God's creation, and yet we are to understand the difference between one type of creature and other creatures. And remember that man is made in God's image and made to have a close relationship with him in a way that the animals can't. Yes, the animals are supposed to praise the Lord in their own way. The Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And the birdies chirp, and they're doing what God made them to do. God made us to do something too. He made us able to make choices and not do what he asked, if that's what we decide to do. When we have a choice and we make the right choice, that really blesses the Lord. If you just do what you do because you can't help it, that's not so special in some ways. But when you do what you do because you're choosing to do the right thing, that's a kind of creature that God wants to have following him, seeking him, and have input in his life in a different way. So I'm going to keep it short this morning. That's all I had to share. And God bless you. And remember that you're a special creature and God loves you. You may go back to your seats.